Once upon a time, 100 years ago, and half as many years again, there lived a girl called Claire de Lune, who could not speak. She lived with her grandmother in an attic at the top of a very tall, very narrow, very old building, with 6 floors and 12 rickety stairways climbing up and down precariously between them. They were very poor, but they were also very gentil, which means that Claire de Lune's grandmother thought a good deal about table manners and ladylike behaviour, and would rather starve than be thought ill-mannered. In winter, the attic was cold, and the wind blew through the cracks around the window panes, and snow floated in through the ceiling. But in spring and summer, the sparrows and the swallows and the doves and the pigeons flew in flocks past the attic windows, and Claire de Lune would wake in the morning to the strange, lovely sound of their wings beating against their breasts. Claire de Lune's grandmother had been a ballerina, and so had Claire de Lune's mother. So it will not surprise you when I say that Claire de Lune spent every morning, Monday to Saturday, in a large, long room 3 floors below, with 24 other girls and boys, and a strict ballet master by the name of Monsieur Dupont, for she was learning to be a dancer too. In the afternoons, she studied geography and history and French and Italian, and went to the market for her grandmother, who was very frail, although as slim and straight-backed as a young tree, and rarely moved from the attic. On Sundays, Claire de Lune went to church, where she opened her mouth in time with the music, but did not sing. Why was it that Claire de Lune could not speak? Ah, nobody knew. Claire de Lune's mother had died when she was a baby, and it was thought to have something to do with that.